We're halfway through Advent. Today is December 12th, and someone out there listening feels the crush of this season upon you. The thought of only 12 more shopping days left bears down on you like an avalanche. You're rushing through December like Tom Cruise out to save the world one more time, caught up in an impossible mission. Take a moment to pause. Take a deep breath. There's still time to hit the Advent reset button. There's still time to redeem the days ahead. There's still time to enjoy the rest of the journey. Such wonderful possibilities are woven into the very fabric of the story we now anticipate and celebrate. And it is unfolding before you right this very moment.
I will lift my eyes to the hills, to the hills. My help comes from the Lord. Even in the valley I walk, with my hope in the Maker of heaven and earth. For
we'll be right back.
Well, there you are, and welcome to Redemption's Table. Hopefully, you'll get up from today's table in a few moments more refreshed than when you plopped down. Perhaps you can identify with a line from the Christmas hymn, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." You find yourself beneath life's crushing load, and your form is bending low from the weight. Hopefully, you caught a bit of a lift from Future of Forestry's The Advent Song that we just heard. My two favorite holidays come back to back, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I love Thanksgiving now equally as much as I love Christmas, and they fall in perfect sequence. In order to savor Christmas to the max, we must continually overflow with Thanksgiving. Back in 2021, I quite accidentally stumbled upon a unique holiday loophole between Thanksgiving and Christmas that was like finding the wardrobe's door into Narnia. Now, there were a lot of people on the road the last week of November. I was one of them. And in a few weeks, people will pack up their presents and load up their cars or jump on an airplane to do it all over again, which makes the first full week after Thanksgiving the perfect time to take a few days to pause and prepare your heart for all that is to come. In 2021, I spent a few days in Moab, Utah, and Arches National Park. In 2023, I returned to Moab and visited Canyonlands National Park. And this year, I spent 3 days last week hiking the trails of Capitol Reef National Park. I came across this journal entry I made just last year at this time that defines what doing this does for my soul. There's something about taking this trip, this pause between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that truly resets the heart for the rhythm of Advent. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift. Now you may be thinking, good for you, but we are already less than 2 weeks away before Christmas, so how is that going to help me? Well, I'm glad you thought to ask. Our collective problem, and I say our problem, for it is equally mine too, our collective problem is the rhythm of our Advent. We don't know how to slow down, and our culture and social media intake, and even our churches, are not helping at all. To borrow a line from a Rich Mullins song, the world can't stand what it can't own. And I believe a classic example of this is Christmas. The world, the culture, the merchants, they can't own Christmas. So what do? Well, they reinvent it to suit their own purposes. And they do so in the hopes that everyone will follow along, whether you're religious or not. And it seems like the vast majority of us have bought into that. Now, there are 25 days of Advent, and we're roughly halfway through to Christmas Day. But we are only a third of the way through Advent and Christmas. December 1st to January 6th, is the real Advent Christmas season. Yet, we are so prone to consider now to be the Christmas season, when in actuality, this is the anticipation of it. Question: at the end of Christmas Day, December 25th, what are you usually thinking about? Thank God that's over. Or perhaps, wow, 3 whole months of planning and going here, there, and yon, over, done, in 2 hours. Anybody out there undecorate their tree on December 26th? Haul it to the curb? Put it back in the attic? Whenever I hear that, I hurt for the one who tells me they do that. Why? Because I am afraid they're missing the point of Christmas. They're missing the hope, the love, the joy, the peace they supposedly had been anticipating. Here's the good news. If we reframe where we are right now in the journey and celebration of Advent and Christmas, we have 37 days to celebrate, not just 25. And this means there's time right about now for each of us to hit the reset button. What if we choose surprise this year instead of following along with the status quo? I mean, what if right in the middle of our Christmas anticipation, we change everything? We change how we're going to do everything. What if we announce to our families that this year's opening of gifts will be stretched out for 12 days instead of one huge blowout on a day that's not even our birthday anyway? What if we took the pressure off of ourselves and our gift giving transformed from the purchase of a bunch of material things to the purposeful planning of experiences to last throughout the entire year? At the start of each month, I write this quote from John Eldridge on the calendar. Come back to the places you know bring life. That's why you'll often find me on a hiking trail right after Thanksgiving. You see, I find life in three places: my family, God's creation, and following Jesus in the unique purpose He has for my life. As I hiked the trails of the canyons of Capitol Reef in southern Utah last week, the change of pace and the change of place fed my soul. I was first struck by the stunning silence of the desert. I wrote in my journal, it was so very, very hushed, quiet on the trail today, as if the Navajo sandstone was absorbing everything. I don't know about you, but I need more of that stillness in my life. In certain places, I walked through snow. Man, there's something about the crunch of snow beneath my boots. It bolsters my spirit. In other places, I found myself between great walls of stone, and I spoke echoes into existence, reverberating off of one wall and then the other, on and on. On Tuesday, I stood upon one of the few stone arches you can stand upon. On Thursday, I looked up beneath a natural bridge spanning 133 feet from one side of a canyon to the other. And all along, I constantly looked for living juniper Christmas trees. No axe required, decorated by their creator. I prayed Jeremiah 33:3 continually on all these hikes that I took, and I claimed God's invitation to call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And then I spent the rest of each day looking and listening for His reply. Each hike, each day enthralled me and exhausted me in a good, good way. That was my reset. How do you need to reset your Advent? As you ponder this, consider including these necessary ingredients. Include stillness. Include silence. Include rest. And include slow. I'm currently reading Ryan Whitaker Smith's book, Winter Fire, subtitle Christmas with G.K. Chesterton, came out last year. If you don't know the writings of Gilbert Keith Chesterton, you're missing out. Chesterton was a prolific English author. He is best known for the Christian classic Orthodoxy, which I highly recommend. Chesterton lived from 1874 to 1936. His words are just as applicable for our generation as they were a century ago. I would like to close today's episode with a few quotes from that book. 1933. Christmas is a contradiction of modern thought. Christmas is an obstacle to modern progress. Born among miracles from 2,000 years ago, it cannot expect to impress that sturdy common sense which can withstand the plainest and most palpable evidence for miracles happening at this moment. 1921. Christmas belongs to an order of ideas which never really perished, and which is now less likely to perish than ever. It had from the first a sort of glamour of a lost cause. It was like an everlasting sunset. It is only the things that never die that gets the reputation of dying. 1901. The exciting quality of Christmas rests on an ancient and admitted paradox. It rests upon the paradox that the power and center of the whole universe may be found in some seemingly small matter, that the stars in their courses may move like a moving wheel around the neglected outhouse of an inn. Friends, the season upon us is too precious to miss. It's too amazing not to ponder. We dance today to an ancient song that busts far greater moves to change our lives than any modern distraction the world has created for us to chase here in 2024. For lo, the days are hastening on. Don't miss them, my friends. Until our next episode, I highly recommend going for a walk in the snow.
Even when my heart is aching, still my heart is open. I will thirst for you. Even when your face is hidden, still my heart is open. I will wait.